Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Truth Is Out There, Voice of the People radio show. You know, it's been a very busy week. And first of all, I want to say I'd like to welcome the real president, President Donald J. Trump, to South Florida today. He was in Miami speaking at a Hispanic convention. Guess what? Latinos are for Trump. Latinos are Republican. They're not only Democrats at all anymore. They are supporting law and order, and they don't want illegals to come charging and taking over. And a lot of them escape communism and socialism, and they don't want to see this country to be that way. So, and a lot of polling data has indicated that the Latinos that used to vote Democrat are now all voting Republican across the nation. Now, before I bring on my co-host, I also like to say it's been a very busy, busy week. And we're doing a lot of different things right now. And it's very important that we get this out, as we are now just over a month of Election Day. November 8th is Election Day. Today is the 5th of October, just over a month to go for the most important election in the country, in our country's history. We've learned from 2020 and the steal, and we're going to be focused from now until then on topics that will focus strictly on getting this country back to where it needs to be. And that's important. And we got to continue to do so. And we got to start bringing on guests and stuff like that to do that, and open up the phones for people to talk politics and get ideas and stuff like that. And, of course, what I've been doing for the last 4 months talking to hundreds of thousands, probably close to a million people during that span. I know what the fear of the nation is, and it's going to be a big tsunami again for the Republicans come. It's just a little over a month ago. And we got a lot of stuff for things, but I would like to once say before I bring on the host, the guest host, or should I say the co-host, but I got a feeling that she may be building her repertoire soon. But anyway, before I bring on Scarlett, I just want to thank everybody for listening to the truth and making us the number two radio show for our time slot and around, and for both us Wednesday and on Sundays in the nation, right behind the number one leading podcaster and radio show host, Joe Rogan. He's number one, we're number two, and we're in the same boat, and that's a good thing, and that's great. But we don't just talk politics, we talk everything under the sun, and just like him, and we are the truth. And we fight for the truth, and nothing will scare us. And that's what that is, because we have the Constitution behind us. The First Amendment is guarantees us the right to say what we have to say. It's called protected speech. You may not like us. You might love us. But in the end, we have the right to say it. And we do, and we say things sometimes for satirical reasons. Sometimes we give information and we give the sources. And sometimes we just have fun. And sometimes we have entertainment. Whatever flies, that's what it is. But from now until Election Day, primary politics. So let's bring on our co-host, the one and only Scarlett.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the truth. Yes, I'm Scarlett Butler, and it's Wednesday, Happy Hump Day, and for all the Jews around the world, I hope you atoned for your sins, and you broke bread this evening, and enjoyed your family and friends, and smiled, and you were happy, and you felt good. Because, you know, in the serious times that we're in, it's good for a couple of hours to have that. It's important, actually, you know, and to break bread, you have your raisin challah and your chicken or your brisket or whatever you enjoy in food and great cuisine. But people are important. And I think that the biggest discussion around their table was what's going on in the country and prices and the gas and talking about Jewish schools and yeshivas and going to temple, and they're wondering, well, will it be our temple next that will be destroyed? Will Antifa or BLM come destroy our Bibles or our talis or our mezuzahs, and that's what the conversation was about.
Yeah, and a couple really great aid charities are out there for helping the Jewish people in one form or another. It's the Fellowship, yeah. It's the Fellowship of Christians and Jews, International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, by Eckstein, and what she's doing, she took over a bar to help. Y'all explain. Yes. And she's what she's doing in both in Israel, in Ukraine, in what was the Soviet Union, the Baltic states and stuff like that, helping out the Jewish people. And also the Jewish voice.
You know what's interesting about that? Her father was a rabbi. She was born into a religious home. And she grew up with her father, seeing what her father does, you know, helping people, not only speaking the spiritual word and God, but she saw how much he helped people, and that was an extended branch to her. And now today she carries on her father's word.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people...
And her children, I don't know if she has children, not sure, but if she does, or in the future, if she will have, she does, that branch will extend to them.
Yeah, and don't forget, John's Hope for Dance and the Jewish Voice Ministry is also helping with people in that. And so those are two big areas for charities in that area.
And our great close friend, Rabbi Pauly.
And the Knesset and Bibi, Netanyahu, all of that. We work together as a team.
That's
you met them back when we ran for Congress and then ran for sheriff. You met Rabbi Pauly and stuff, and we got communication, and you got him and the Israeli Knesset and Bibi endorsed me for Congress, endorsed me for sheriff back in the day. But, you know, we got a lot of news going on this morning. We've learned that both in New York and New Jersey, it feels like back in the 50s and early 60s, because they're now putting up these nuclear shelters around the area. And they're doing under the tables for schools and stuff like that, similar to what they did back in the day, because they're afraid of Putin and his nuclear blast, so to speak. And so they're now trying to do that.
You know, they need to build it down below the subway stations. They need to make shelters. And they, you know what? It's never bad to prepare. You should always be ready. If nothing comes, mazel tov. But if something does come, you're ready. Okay, you know,
right?
So not, you know, and people's lives will be saved.
Meanwhile, the Ukrainian military has taken back a large portion of their territory on the four areas that was annexed by Russia. They're slowly taking it back, the territories, and Putin is retaliatory in some areas still. And this is where it's going to get interesting. We always knew that Biden and company wants World War III, and this is what's heading into.
And they're doing it because
of money laundering money in Ukraine, among other things. And the money that's geared for Ukraine is being launched by the Democrats and by the swamp and Biden.
And they're pocketing it. They're all pocketing the bucks. That's how they're getting wealthy. They're building the debt and eating the bucks. They're whores.
So, you know, that's important to understand. So we got that. Missing Russian submarine that still has to be found. A little key or cue. Don't be surprised if we have a hunt for Red October type of thing, situation on hand. Now, let's go to local. Let's go to the country, the stuff, the races here. In Florida right now, the polling data is coming out just a month before the election, with Rubio up by 6, DeSantis up by 8. In reality, Rubio's up probably closer to 10, and DeSantis about 10 to 15. Valdemings and Charlie Crist both used the Hurricanes to fundraise for, which is slap in the face. Even the left-wing papers are calling DeSantis brave and a hero and standing strong, both and DeSantis and Ron Demings and Charlie Crist as embarrassing and disgusting for what they're doing. So, you know, it's really bad news there. Also, we got reports of looting in and around Lee County, Fort Myers, and others areas. Right around that area, looters are coming in, and they arrested four of them, and three out of the four were illegal aliens. If you put, see, illegals are criminals by the definition of the word illegal. They come into this country illegally. They are criminals. Then they come in and they start rioting, or in this case, looting, and they start taking, you know, we, DeSantis is right. We have stand your ground and the Second Amendment state. If you loot, and if the deputies, the sheriffs, and the police don't get a hold of you, and if you go into someone's property, the chances of you coming out alive are zero. We will take, we will do what we have to do to protect our property and protect our loved ones. And that includes any looter. And that's important. And, of course, the Democrats slash the communists are against that because they support the looters. They support the criminals. That's a big thing.
Because they are criminals. They're amongst their own.
You know, another thing that's happening is that, if you have you noticed that the prices at the pump in the last 2 to 3 weeks have started to rise up again? That's because...
Yes, and you know what else? You know what else? The OPEC is not going to be producing. They're cutting
back. Yeah, between the two... That puts us, that puts with no supplies in the put away. In other words, the reserves have been depleted. And with OPEC actually cutting back, you're going to see a big surge in price of gasoline in this country and elsewhere around the world. But we really didn't have to be this way.
Supply and demand.
Right.
Supply and demand. It's going to be like Jimmy Carter now.
Right.
Remember that? When,
yes.
When you had a certain day and the line was forever, you know, it was like waiting for a concert to buy concert tickets. Okay? And you stood there, you just sat there for hours waiting to go fill your tank. That's what it's going to happen, folks. That and percentages at the bank, it's going up. I'm telling you, it's going to go up real fast. No, it didn't take long for Jimmy Carter to have the them have the forgot the name.
Interest rates.
Yellen's gonna bust that bubble.
Well, it's not Yellen; it's another person. But that doesn't matter. They're all working conjunction with so. We still need to get rid of the Fed. You know, Trump started to move in that direction.
I think we should close the Fed. Go with gold. And crypto is a bunch of bullshit. Hey, talking about crypto, Kim Kardashian, everybody's tired of her. She's getting the worst adversary play. She's just getting negative shit on her. You know, she should have gone to jail. You know that, right? She has
I know.
She should have gone to jail. Wesley Snipes went. Right? Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Why isn't she going?
Popularity. Another one of those rap stars got killed the other day. I was talking on the phone and got murdered that way. There's a bunch of stuff, you know, crime is building up in that community. You know, and crime is building up around the country. So that's another thing people are doing. Look in New York City.
Did you see the goop in the topic? Did you see the goopy crap on electric cars? It costs like 60, what did I say? $25,000 to buy a new battery, or was it higher on electric cars?
I think it was higher.
Was it? Why would you want an electric car? I mean, seriously.
Better yet, what do you think electric cars going to do in a hurricane like what happened with Ian? And you're stuck. What do you think is going to happen with that? You can't charge your car. Your battery's going
to
die.
It's boat that's not in the water anymore. Did you see all those boats and yachts? I don't understand why they didn't move their boats and yachts off the marina.
They could go a lot of different things, but they would. Okay. There's a lot of things they could have done, but at the time, because the storm was erratic, most people thought...
Week. If they said
no, they
coming,
didn't.
They
did not have a week. They didn't have a week. They didn't have a week. They had like a day. They didn't have a week. They didn't have a week. They had at least at Fort Myers, they had maybe a day. What it was geared for, it wasn't geared for Fort Myers initially. Everybody thought it was going
to
go.
You know how hard it is to bring a truck in and just lift the boat out? It's not that hard.
Yeah, but there are ways of doing it. But the thing is, what they knew, they didn't have enough time to do a lot of things because everybody thought it was going to be the Panhandle, then over to Tampa Bay, and then at the last minute went into Fort Myers. They really only had a day or so before anything to do when it comes to that area. And there's nothing you can do about it because that's what Mother Nature is, the best laid plans. But considering of all the situations and its direct behavior and everything, about 95% of the people have electricity again, and the rest will be within the next few days.
Wonderful.
And then it's just rebuilding. Unfortunately, about 100 people died,
a
little bit more than
that. They cleared the roads. They moved the debris, and the roads are clear.
The roads are getting
but clear. The roads are now able to go around and look and see and figure it out. Have a
plan.
They're
actually doing what they need to do.
Yes. As far as the election, I'm praying for a red wave, more so that people go out and vote. Okay? That's
we need
key.
People. What are the things? Okay, now we're getting to second things. I talked to hundreds of people today. I've talked to thousands for weeks. I've probably closer to a half a million to a million people over a 4 or 5 month period.
Right.
But 99% of the people are going to vote Republican that we talked to. And this is all campaigns and everything we did. They do not want. They complain about this. They have to choose between going to work and having food on the table. They have to choose between buying this and buying that. Gasoline is itching up. California is still $7 to $8 a gallon. Midwest is now over $5. Arizona is over $4. Florida is now 3.5 going towards 4. You're going to see prices skyrocketing again. And because of gas going up, that means the prices of goods and services will be going up. And when you have inflation and you have double dip inflation and you have a recession and a bear market where you lose 20% of your portfolio, the party that's in power always loses big, statistically speaking, and the Democrats are in power, they're going to lose big. Latest polling across the board, they're now saying they could lose 100 seats or more and up to 10 seats or more in the Senate. They're trying to see, the Democrats, when they know they're losing, if they can't cheat, they try to destroy persons. They make up stuff, they do different things, they say lies, they create all kinds of scenarios. And prime example of that is what's going on with Dr. Oz, with puppies, which has been debunked, and also with Herschel Walker with abortion and his son. And his son is alive and well, and you know, the whole thing is a bullfight line on both ends. And it's really crazy stuff. Same thing with Carrie Lake on statements she might have made 20 years ago as opposed to now. And things of that nature. And they tend to try and turn things around, make things different, so make lies of people. That's what Democrats do. That's what progressives do. That's what losers do, and they threaten all kinds of different things and all kinds of garbage. And in the end, the truth always fails out, and the truth always wins, and that's how things are. You know, And that's the key there. So we urge everyone to go out and vote. Early voting starts in a couple of weeks in a lot of states. When you go into early mail-out ballots, that's the absentee ballots. Remember, absentee ballots are ballots that you yourself requested to come to your home because you can't get to the polling place because you're incapacitated or you're military or things of that nature. There is no more drop boxes anywhere in the country. If there is, it will be destroyed. You have to go, if you want to, you got to put it in the mailbox itself to go directly to the post office, which we don't recommend. What we like you to do is go to the supervisor of elections or a polling place and drop it off there. That's important. Anyone, if you see a drop box, you tell the election integrity team, and we will take it and pick it up and disqualify it. There is no more drop boxes. We're not doing 2020. We're not doing 2,000 mules. We are going to make sure that everyone votes properly. That's legal votes, and that's what that is. So we urge everyone to go out and vote on election day. This way, the algorithms cannot be programmed. If we have millions of people going out on election day that overwhelm the polling areas, they can't keep up with it. They can't cheat. And a lot of places are going to paper.
They'll be watched anyway.
Yeah, we'll be watching anyway. And if you need to go out, and I urge everyone to go and look for the election integrity team in your area, in your state. Give them a call. They will work with you. They'll give you a hotline number. If you see something, say something. We come out, arrest them all, disqualify the candidate. Different cash for cheating.
We need to compile a list of that so we can do that on the show.
Yeah, we are doing that, and you'll have that in the next couple of weeks. Also, if you go to polling, if you're going to vote, bring 20 people, bring 30 people, bring 40 people to come in and support your position. We believe in pro-life. We believe in law and order. We believe in justice for people. Not the criminal, but for the people that are victims. We believe that border security. We believe in eliminating the drug dealers and put them in death row and execute them all and save a lot of lives. This is one of the things that Trump has been proposing and things of that nature. We want border security. We believe in parental rights. It's time for everyone to stand up and vote for school board members that support parental rights, that you as a parent has the right to be involved, to stand up and dictate what's being taught in your schools. Not the teachers union, not the progressive communists, not the Democrats who want to control you, but you as a parent, and that's important. So get out there and vote. Get out there and do what we need to do and bring your friends and families. When we talk to pro-life people all the time, we ask them to go out and get the pro-life vote. Bring out 20, 30, 40 people that support the life of a baby in the womb. And continue, because if the Democrats get their way, they will kill that baby. They especially target special needs kids, Down syndrome babies. They do not support that. They target that. That's what Democrats do. They're full of heat. Disgusting crime, and they don't support you. And if you don't believe me, it's a fact. You can check it up everywhere. If you want to get involved with us in our discussion on politics today or anything else, give us a call at 515-602-9657. Right now, we're going to take a little break and play I Am America. Right, that was my campaign song when I ran for Congress, and I was sharing that with Herman Cameron Cain and 999, the late Herman Cain, a friend, and he is sorely missed. By the way, this radio show is simulcast on iHeartRadio and about 350 different stations around the world. We are actually heard by over 100 nations around the world tonight, and along with the podcast, and both of the podcast and this radio show has been sponsored by doingitliveradio.net, as well as Joe Rogan is now official sponsor of our show, as he and I join in free speech, and we support free speech and protective speech. And just like others, and by the way, I don't know if anybody looked at Twitter, but over the last 48 hours or so, to follow us, if you look at your Twitter account, you lost a lot of followers around the line, because Twitter is dying to censor again. It's about a month away from election, and they're doing what they did last time. But we got some news here. Twitter, it may not be anymore, as Elon Musk has bought Twitter, and is changing it to what they call it X Factor, or X. And he's changing the type of platform where you could do a lot of different things, similar to what a combination of Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and True Social all into one. And this is going to be an interesting thing, and it's going to take weeks and months to do it, but he is now owning that place. It's been official now, and the stocks will change. The market, by the way, went down again, partly because of inflation swirls. The fact that we now have a deficit of over $31 trillion. Trump spent about $5 trillion in 4 years. Biden's done 12, basically, in 2.5 years. Spend, spend, spend. It doesn't matter if it's Trump or Obama or Clinton or Biden or anyone else. We need to stop the spending. George Bush. We need to stop the spend. George Bush. Both Bushes. We need to stop the spending.
George Bush got in bed with China. That's how the whole China fiasco is going, because of Bush.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway.
Remember all those recalls?
Mm-hmm. We need, we need to stop the spending. Rick Santelli, right after Obama kept spending, and Rick Santelli came out back in February of 2009 and started yelling, stop the spending on CNBC. And he said, quote, stop the spending, it's time we need a Tea Party. And that was the original father of the Tea Party movement, because that's when it started. And Rick Santelli. And yes, we need to stop.
The Biden administration should be bought, audited, and we should see where every Don, nickel, and penny are going.
I agree with that, but I also think so should Congress. I think we need a balanced budget amendment. We've talked about that years ago. We need to do it again. We need to have a balanced budget.
I don't think Congress should get paid. I don't think the cabinet should get paid. I don't think any of them should get paid. Sorry,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah. Yeah.
They are pigs. I don't care. Both sides, pigs. And you know what? They don't need the large staff they have. More pigs. And or private planes, more pig, or pay for their trips, more pig. And they should live within a budget and allowance and do their job. It's all about them. It's not about us. I would say counting maybe 10 are for us, and the rest, all pigs, all of them. Terrible.
Anyway, there's a lot of other things going on. Biggest concern besides crime and inflation and security on the borders is indoctrination and recruitment by the ultra-left and the transgender stuff, which is really getting out of hand. I'd like to thank Oklahoma to make it illegal for doctors to perform any kind of transgender operation on children anywhere from 18 on down. Every state should do that. This has got to stop. It's immunization. It is also abuse. And these doctors that does anything like that by cutting off the testicles or doing mastectomies on little girls and little boys need to be put away for life as abuse, as assault. And their license should be taken away. It is insane. It is totally insane. Nobody at 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16 knows that it should be changing sexes. No one should.
I'm just curious why anybody from birth to geriatric would want to do it.
They're
it
insecure
really
of themselves.
Bad.
That's called being insecure of themselves. They have low self-esteem. They're not comfortable in their own skin. They have no values and morals and stuff like that. Instead of trying to build themselves and start loving themselves, they hate themselves, so they want to change things. It's about hate. It's about being the devil. It's a moral issues, and that's
well,
what these are. And the only one that supports this stuff, of course, is the Democrats, who support the devil's work, immorality, okay. and all this hatred and destruction of the human body. They don't care. They want to kill your baby, whether it's in the womb or a week after the baby's born. That's what Democrats support. The guy from Virginia before they took over. You know, this is crazy stuff. And you got crazy Nancy Pelosi that supports destroying your girl and your boy. That is crazy stuff. You know.
Well, maybe she's not a real man. No, maybe she's not a real woman. I'm on a roll.
Maybe either way. Either way
it
works.
Question. I want to switch topics for a minute. I want to talk about Hurricane Ian and where people can help. I mean, they need everything. People lost everything they lost.
You got the location.
If you go to volunteerflorida.org, you will find that you can donate to many areas. Port Charlotte, Fort Myers, Sarasota, you go to Lee County, all those areas. And you can donate, and you can call. There's a number for you to call there, and or email. And there are different places where you can bring clothing and underwear, and just food and everything. They need everything. Some who have babies have nothing for their baby, nothing. So the baby needs everything, okay? And children and schools are gone. So they're going to be putting them somewhere else, and they need donate wood, donate cement, donate your construction time, donate whatever you can to help these people, because if the tables were turned, they would do it, and they have done it, because when Andrew hit Homestead, the people were there for them. They lost their homes. They lost everything. Okay, and we are live in a state where hurricanes do happen. Okay, we don't have earthquakes, we don't have mountains that erupt and shoot out lava, but we have hurricanes or tornadoes or flooding. And you open your heart up, you can give a dollar, give $5. It all adds up. As you know that, because you don't have to donate that to campaigns. And it's the small bucks that add up to the large money. Okay? So, and I know times are tough. Tell me. I know what gas costs. I know what food costs. I know what bills cost. I know what it costs to pay rent. It's sky high and electricity, you know? I mean, I went from like an under $100 bill for electricity, and I didn't change anything, nothing, not one iota in my life, and it's up to $180 a month, okay? Nothing did I change, okay? Cable went up. Phone went up. Rent went up. Everything went up. Food, okay? Clothing. Now, picture this. You're a married couple, right? And you got three little kids. They're two years old, 4 years old, and 6 years old. And you lost everything. They lost everything. Computers, TVs, furniture, clothing, books, everything. And you know what? Open your heart and go to volunteerflorida.org and find a place where you can bring stuff. Anything. You know, I mean, if you can't afford to buy it, but your children have outgrown it, give it to someone. Let them use it. Okay? Nobody's that big. But if you got a heart, okay, do it. Make yourself available. Maybe if you have nothing, maybe you can go there and help do things. Okay? Maybe cook breakfast or help with lunch or babysit the kids while mom and dad are out doing stuff trying to make it better. Okay? Maybe these car dealerships can bring their clunkers to people and give it to them for a dollar. So
gotta make sure those cars are not, that there has to be underwater either, because
they can bring it from here, from South Florida,
yeah,
here in all the up the coast. There are a lot of dealerships. They can bring it. AutoNation, Carvana is there. Okay? You got Rick Case. All of them have stuff. Okay? And they are multi-millionaires. It wouldn't break them. Okay? To give these families a car. To give them a help. Okay? It's not a handout. It's not a help up. Just do it. Because if the tables were turned, the people would do it. Okay.
Yeah.
Now go back to politics.
Okay, now we're going back because we only have like, we're down to under 15 minutes. A couple of things want to get done. This weekend, two major rallies going on for candidates, one in Nevada and one in Mesa, Arizona. Trump beat Save America rallies in both. One on Saturday, one on Sunday.
Minden, Nevada.
Minden, Nevada is one. He will support all the Make America Great candidates, America First candidates that are running from governor to senate and so forth. Over there, you're probably going to see a bunch of awesome team. And then in Mesa, Arizona, at the fairgrounds on Sunday, and Daniel, there you're going to see Carrie Lake and Masters and a bunch of others, and don't be surprised if the truth is out there. We'll be around also doing interviews on the one in Mesa, Arizona. So that's important there. So that's a very big one for both as we get closer to them. Right now, again, polling data again has the Republican candidates in both states surging. We also hear that Patty Murray in Washington State is now losing. Californians, believe it or not, are turning on the Democrats, and they're starting to move away from that and stop voting because, you know, how many times you go, how many people want to support $7, $8, $9 for gasoline a gallon, and that's a problem there, among other things. And of course, crime. New York City, New York State, Lee Zeldin is now either tied or leading in his race, most likely leading this race because you got a complete moron to vote for Democrat with all that crime that's going on over there. How many people must die from criminals that are left on the streets or released by a Democrat before you start realizing that Democrats are not for you? You know, and that's it. You know, that's a big thing there. You know, so we got that going on. And you got all down here in Florida, you got a choice between the greatest governor in the country's history, basically, with Ron DeSantis, as opposed to flim-flam, slow man, and communist Charlie Crist. Charlie Crist has done nothing for you as an independent, as a person. He just puts up his, he wets his thumb, wets his finger, stick it up in the air and see which way the political wind is going. So that's why he went from Republican.
He's a bad governor in the first round.
Yeah. You know, he went from Republican to Democrat to independent to Democrat. He flips around based on which way the wind blows. And
the way the wind blows.
Yeah, and he doesn't think, and he makes Joe Biden look smart, and that's bad. And then you got his lieutenant governor, a well-known communist.
How come Obama's not down here campaigning for him?
Because he knows it's going to lose anyway. He doesn't want to be involved with that. Besides, he also knows that that the election integrity. If he shows his face in the state, we'll arrest him for treason, and he knows it.
I got a question. Have you seen that picture floating around Facebook with Obama's arm around the man?
Yeah, that's supposed to be his so-called wife.
What is that?
They
Does
believe
it look
that.
Like Michelle?
I don't know, and I really don't care. I'm not going
to
comment on that.
I don't
want to.
Okay, I like truth. Okay,
yeah.
Don't post fake pictures
we haven't done that.
If you have true evidence, put it up. But don't put up a fake picture.
Yeah, we actually
like they did on Herschel Walker and Dr. Oz as what's her name from 101 Dalmatians.
Look. This is what Democrats do. They are now very uneducated, very dumb, very stupid, and they treat you like garbage, and they think it's fun, and it's not,
That was Glenn Close, and they put his face in there.
Yeah, but you know what? That's what they do. Doesn't matter. This is anyone. This was lessons learned from Tea Party days. And from campaign, if you know how you won an issue? When they personally attack you.
Hey, I thought it was going to be a debate.
It looks like Fetterman, he kind of pulled out, but we're not sure about that. Herschel Walker, the same thing. The Democrats don't want to debate because if you go in issues, they lose all the time. So that's why almost every single Democrat refuses to debate. Look what's going on with Lee Zeldin,
you know what? The people aren't going to vote for someone who's a wuss.
Yeah, but
that is the commercial. Where are they? Why won't they debate? What do they have to hide?
What's running around the country now, and it's very good in commercials, is showing you all the crime that's being committed and by people that have been arrested over and over again. That's been done in New York and elsewhere. And then learned that they were arrested, but the Democrats released them. Remember, it was like the guy that was their turnstile in one of the elections. But the thing is, The Democrats have a history of supporting crime. The Republicans have a history of supporting law and law-abiding citizens. Democrats support high taxes, high inflation, and total control of you as an individual. Republicans believe in lower taxes, more freedom, and you have the ability to spend your own money. And they believe in security, and they believe, and Republicans believe in families, that a mother, that families, that a baby is born on conception, that life begins at conception when the sperm hits the egg. The Democrats don't believe in life.
A man and a woman and the children.
Right.
A man and a woman and children.
That's it. We believe that women should be participating in women's sports, that men should be supporting in men's sports, and not mixed up. We don't believe that a man dress up as a woman to run and use sports or women's sports at all. And that is cheating, that is sick, and it's also ugly, and it's abusive. And we support
We support all the girls
that are now protesting against transgenders in their gyms and into their locker rooms across the country. We support all the states that are making it illegal for these idiots to start ruining women's sports. We support women's sports.
I bet you they're still wearing their BBDs though.
Yeah. But so that's what that is. But we'll continue the show from now on. We'll be working on politics, on issues and stuff like that as we get approaching the election, which is just a few short weeks away. And anything in between breaks in with us, we'll be talking it. Again, we're down to the final six, 5:59:58 left. I would like to thank Doing It Live Radio, which joined our chat room for a while as sponsoring our show. I'd like to thank Joe Rogan and supporting us after we've been attacked. We would like to thank iHeart Radio. And, of course, I'd like to thank President Trump and his acknowledgement when he spoke today at the in Miami. So it's very important. Okay? Okay, well, our cat's on demand right now. Anyway, Scarlett, it's 5 minutes left. You want to say goodnight? Scarlett.
I'm coming back.
All right, say good. She's fine, Ringo, so okay. Ringo wants to be part of the show.
I'll be back on Sunday, and have a great week, and God bless America, and God bless everyone. Good night, all. Bye.
And again, we will concentrate strictly on the politics and breaking news and some music in between. And I want to thank everyone that has been listening to us again. And I also want to add a little special guest that wants to get on the show, Ringo, America's Cat. Again, thank you again. I ask everyone to get out there and vote. When you get out there and vote, make sure you're bringing 10, 20, or 30 people to vote Republican. Let's take back this country. Let's make America great again. Let's make America safe again. Let's make America prosperous again. Let's make America respected again. Let's make America fantastic again. Let's bring back family values and morals and respect of others. Let's bring back the rights of our parents to control and choose the schools and school choice. And let's bring back security and border security, and let's support our law-abiding citizens and our law enforcement across the country. Have a great night. See you on Sunday, and you never know what turns in. Thank you, everybody, and have a great day.
Just my children and take my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today. 'Cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston, and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say that I'm proud to be an American, where at least today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American, where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the